Early the next morning, Reb Chaim came down to the lobby to make a phone call. He got through to his friendly taxi driver and began to tell him,
"Listen closely. Here's the plan. What we're gonna do is, you're gonna pull up in front of the hotel in full view of the KGB. I'm gonna jump into the car."
Later in the afternoon, it was time for Reb Chaim to once again head out to learn with his new friends. He left the hotel and waited right in front until his friend the taxi driver pulled up. The door flew open and the taxi driver yelled,
"Jump in the car! Jump in the car! Harvey, jump in the car!"
Reb Chaim jumped into the car in full view of a few KGB agents who were standing in front of the hotel. The taxi took off before the door had even closed. The taxi accelerated quickly, gathering lots of speed. At the next corner, he made a turn on two wheels. And then at the next corner, he did it again. He drove wildly and recklessly through Moscow neighborhoods. Sure enough, moments later, they noticed that a couple of KGB cars were following behind them. The black cars that struck fear in all Russians were now following them.
Perfect. Exactly what I was hoping would happen. Look at this, they're following right behind us. Now all I need is a little bit of tehillim, and we'll stick to the plan. All right.
The taxi accelerated faster and faster, getting onto a speedway. The KGB cars followed close behind. The taxi driver changed lanes from one side of the highway to the other. He got off exits, got back on, made wild turns, stopped in the middle of a quiet street, made a sudden U-turn, went the other way, right past the cars of the KGB. The KGB were forced to execute crazy maneuvers in order to continue following. More cars joined the chase. Reb Chaim looked out the back window with glee.
"Ah, look at this, there's already 7 of them. Faster, faster, faster."
They picked up speed even faster. The car sped around corners.
Okay, I think this is fast enough. I'm afraid you're gonna lose one of your wheels.
"Don't worry, Harvey. This is the best car in the whole Moscow. Anyway, I can go 150 miles an hour."
"Yeah, how do you know that? The speedometer doesn't even go that high. Kilometers, anyway. Whatever. All right, just be careful, please."
"This is the best way I drive. I drive more carefully when I'm driving crazy than when I'm driving regular. Don't worry. Remember?"
"Yeah, how could I forget? All right, just stick to the plan. We're doing great."
Just at that moment, they noticed the railroad crossing up ahead. The bells clanged and the gates were lowering as a train approached with whistle blaring. Reb Chaim yelled,
all right, plan B, plan B. Get ahead of the train, ahead of the train."
"What do you mean? The train might crash into my car."
"Are you seriously worried about that?"
"No, I was just joking. Don't worry."
They sped ahead of the oncoming train and crossed the railroad crossing just as the train approached. They made it safely to the other side, but all the KGB cars were forced to come to a screeching halt. The taxi driver continued careening madly down the road. Suddenly, they heard sirens. Reb Chaim turned around.
"Oh no! Now there's regular police following us."
"Regular police? Not a big deal. Don't worry."
The taxi continued at incredibly high speeds. At the next intersection, he swung a wild right. The police cars tried their best to keep up. Reb Chaim turned around. Now, not just they were being followed by regular police, but the KGB was back on the chase as well.
"All right, okay, I think it's time to execute plan C."
"Okay, I'm pulling over just ahead."
All right. Okay, here, pull over right over here."
"Okay, perfect. Everything is great. Look how many cars are behind us."
The taxi driver pulled over to the side of the road. Reb Chaim opened the door and started getting out. As he got out, he was yelling at the top of his lungs.
"What do you mean there's a problem with the engine? What are you talking about? I need to get where I need to get, and I need to get there before I need to get there. Whatever, I need to get there."
The driver also jumped out yelling.
Wait a minute, don't go away. I want American money. You, wait, just wait. I'm going to fix the problem. Don't get so excited.
In the meantime, a dozen police officers jumped out of their cars and ran to the taxi driver with their guns drawn.
What is the meaning of this driving 150 miles an hour on two wheels?
Wait. I have a reason. I was speeding as quickly as I could to the mechanic because I have a problem with the car.
You expect me to believe this? And I'm the king of Russia. You have a problem with your car.
The driver popped the hood, and suddenly, clouds of black smoke billowed from under the hood.
This looks dangerous. I'll find another taxi. I'll take a bus. I'll take a train. I'll walk. I'll jog. I'll do what I have to do. I don't want to be involved.
The police officer approached once again.
I see you do have a problem with the car. Okay, but next time not driving like this. This crazy way to drive. You, drive careful.
The police officers got back in their cars and drove away. But the KGB agents continued to watch with narrowed eyes, suspicious as could be. The black smoke, of course, was emanating not from the engine of the car, but from a few smoke bombs that the driver had surreptitiously lit just under the hood as he opened the hood. The shouting match, of course, was for the benefit of the KGB drivers who had now pulled up behind the taxi.
Okay, look. Now no more smoke. You come in car. I have a friend. He is mechanic. We are fixing car very fast. Just come.
Oh, all right. How far is the mechanic?
It's just down the block.
Ah, how convenient.
They got back in the car and drove the half block over to the mechanic shop. The mechanic shop was a large shop with several bays with overhead doors. One of the doors rolled open and the taxi pulled into the open door. The taxi driver popped the hood and moments later, black smoke billowed once again from the engine compartment.
Ah, this is ridiculous. This would never happen in America. I don't understand why I'm even standing here waiting for you.
Please, just a minute.
The door rolled down, now hiding the taxi and Reb Chaim from the eyes of the KGB. As soon as the door was completely closed, Reb Chaim jumped out of the taxi and jumped into the trunk of another car waiting right next to the taxi for this exact purpose. As soon as the trunk lid was slammed, the bay door opened up and the second car backed out. The car shifted into drive and roared off. The KGB agents watched it go but didn't pay much attention. Suddenly they looked up and noticed that the taxi driver was standing there next to his car without Reb Chaim. They ran into the mechanic's shop.
Where is the guy that was here just now? What guy are you talking about? You know, the guy that was your passenger. Oh, you mean the guy with the beard, Amerikanskaya, foolish guy. Yes, where is he? Oh, he didn't want to take drive in my car no more. He got a ride with the other guy. What? Do you mean that he just left with the other car? Of course that's what I mean.
The KGB agents ran for their cars and slammed the doors. They roared off in pursuit of the car, but it was way too late. The car was long gone, and they had not a clue in what direction it had gone. Back in the mechanic shop, Vladimir the taxi driver and his friends, the mechanics, could not hold themselves back from laughing. They almost split their sides as they popped open a bottle of vodka to celebrate their victory over the KGB.
You see KGB running for their cars? This was the funniest thing. What a shame I didn't get a picture of it. Even better, get a video. All my friends would be talking about it for weeks.
Good one.